This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Duty to disobey documentary needs. Colorado ticket sales by Friday to confirm June 30 a.m. See screenings. Former Lieutenant Colonel Brad Miller, one of the service members featured in the documentary, told Kim Monson listeners that four Colorado theaters in Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, Denver, and Castle Rock must hit a 50% seat threshold by May 15 to secure the June 30 premiere. Tickets are $20 at dutytodisobeyfilm.com. Denver, four Colorado screenings of the documentary Duty to Disobey are on the line this week. Organizers must sell roughly half of the available seats at each location by Friday, May 15, 2026, to confirm the June 30 theatrical premiere. Tickets are $20 at dutytodisobeyfilm.com, and the Colorado venues are in Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, Denver, and Castle Rock. Brad Miller, a former U.S. Army lieutenant colonel and a battalion commander within the 101st Airborne Division, joined the Kim Monson Show today to make a closing pitch to listeners before the Friday deadline. Miller is one of the service members featured in the film, which follows military careers ended by refusal of the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The film's website identifies it as a children's health defense documentary. Miller said approximately 100,000 service members lost their careers because of the unlawful and destructive COVID shot mandate, and he urged listeners to view the film as a way to understand a chapter that, in his words, the average American does not fully grasp. One of the best things that people can do in order to preserve our freedoms is to understand what happened with the military's COVID shot mandate, Miller said. Understand why it was unequivocally unlawful and why it was so destructive, not just to the military, but to American freedoms in general. Congress required the Department of Defense to rescind the mandate in the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2023, signed in December 2022. Miller described the booking mechanism plainly on air. In order to secure the site, we have to sell 50% of the seats that are available by tomorrow, by May 15th, he told listeners. The film is being shown at more than 100 locations nationwide, many at AMC theaters, under an event cinema model that requires each location to clear a seat sales threshold before the screening is locked in. Miller said all four Colorado venues still need ticket sales before Friday. The film's website also lists a June 9 online premiere with a private link delivered by email for viewers who prefer to watch at home. When Brad Beck, a regular contributor to The Kim Monson Show, noted that the legal ramifications are there, but also the moral ramifications of military orders, Miller pointed to the title itself, Duty to Disobey, because it calls to attention that, of course, the military is an orders-based institution. However, you do have a duty obligation to disobey unlawful orders, something that the military itself not only acknowledges, but actually teaches even its most junior service members. Listeners can buy tickets, donate, or order DVDs at dutytodisobeyfilm.com. Kim Monson told her audience she has already purchased her tickets for the June 30 Colorado premiere and encouraged others to do the same before Friday's deadline. And now, Kim's perspective. These are the people who held the line when it cost them everything. Brad Miller and the service members in this film put their pensions, their ranks, and their careers on the table because they understood that an unlawful order is still an unlawful order, even when it comes wrapped in a public health emergency. The military teaches its youngest privates that they have a duty to refuse, and these officers and enlisted Americans honored that teaching when it mattered. Buying a ticket is a small thing. Showing up on June 30 here in Colorado is how we say thank you and how we make sure the next generation in uniform sees that courage is remembered. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.